Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai naku. I ko Gilly Clark, tēnei runga e te reo o te rangatira. Kei konei taku nei kai kōrero, koro Lisa McNabb. Hoino kia rongo mai koutou. Tēnā anō koe, Lisa.
Kia koutou. Tēnā koe, Auntie Gurley.
Yeah, tēnā koe, Lisa. I tēnei anō ka kōrero anō mō tēnei ata kamutu e whama. Hono kia mōhio mai e. Kei konei anō koe mahi ne aumahi, mōhia tēnau e tino hōhonu e tahi o ngā mahi kei kona. Kamu te nuinga o koutou kei runga i te Zoom, ne? Ngā hui katoa kei runga i ne, rereke noi anō, ne?
Ai, nā, ko tēnā te remnants, ne, o COVID. Yeah. I Wanganui tēnei lockdowns, tērā lockdowns. Lockdowns, nā, mahi tonu a tātou katoa, e mahi tonu i Wainganui te hui kopa. Mutinga te lockdowns, o haere tonu ngā hui i Wainganui te hui topa. He pai ana tēnā, Whaia Gurley, you know, kore noho ki runga te waka maronga te huarahi tai atu ki Bangarei e rua ngā haora. Nā, noho ana ki te kāinga, ki te pari o ngā tūranga me te mahi, you know. So he pai te hui kopa. Nā, tōku whakaro. Kia ora mai. Tōku whakaro.
Ai, pono. Ai, mahi tikana. Ai, ko tēnei au rereke anō.
So, what are we going to talk about? The health reforms and the locality. Muri whenua has been meeting a group of muri whenua, health providers, social service providers, kaimahi of a number of different organisations have been meeting regularly, Auntie Gurley, with Kōtui Hauora. Now, Kōtui Hauora is the Māori, how do you explain them? All the Māori... At that governance level, right? Mm-hmm. And they've been rolling out or supporting the Māori Health, you know, the new entity. One of those support mechanisms has been about what do localities look like? Because as we all know, the reforms have made the DHBs defunct. In the wider sense, so they would concentrate on surgeries and treatments and so hospital, the clinical stuff, right? Mm. So what that now means is that there is an opportunity for whānau here and muri whenua to come together to start to organise ourselves around what are our health needs? What are our priorities? And now we know what they are. We know what they are is having access to a GP, you know, having access to services here in Kaitaia rather than travelling all the way down to Whangarei, having access to warm housing, having access to... a number of things that we have missed out for many years as a rohe. So the locality corridor being progressed and supported by Kōtui Hauora has, like I've already mentioned, had a number of hui where different folk from different organisations have been attending and participating in the conversation. Now, what the next step is to that is that there has to be a iwi Māori partnership board. So this afternoon there is a Zoom, a huitopa for that at 4:15, where the discussions around what does an iwi Māori partnership board look like and what is the rationale of having one. Now, my understanding is that the Iwi Māori Partnership Board is part of the new legislation that has come out regarding the health reform. and that as is these localities and what they would be doing. So two quite different things, but nevertheless joined, because the Iwi Māori Partnership Board has to support whatever the content of a locality plan is, and how do and does the locality plan truly reflect the whakaaro and the kōrero and the needs of our community. So the locality plan is still a work in progress, just like the Iwi Māori Partnership Board is, but there is a sense of urgency to get both happening. Now, there are locality plans that have already been signed off for different parts of the country. There is the notion that Te Hiku, Muri Whenua, join a bigger Tai Tokoro network, locality. And, of course, we here in Te Hiku are saying no, because Tai Tokoro, for some folk, is whangarei-centric. And we've had that on a number of occasions where you're being whangarei-centric means that we still here in Te Hiku miss out on a number of, a number of projects or a number of things. So the voice of those of us on this in this working group, and the invitation is always extended for others to join the working group, because then that better reflects a more wider audience or wider participation of whānau here in Te Hiku. Muri whenua. So those are the two kaupapa, Auntie, and I think I need to be keeping the whānau updated around, okay, so where are we at now? What's the conversation now? How are we progressing now? Where is the, who do, have we confirmed that a locality should be Muri whenua Te Hiku specific as opposed to being Tai Tokoro? But at this minute, we're saying no. Of course, we're not. We are the tail of the fish, and of course, we're part of Tai Tokoro. However, past experiences have shown us that we still are the poor cousin when it comes to a number of things that are delivered.
Oh, well, it's actually listening to you. It must be very valuable to sit in this particular meeting and having to express a lot of kaupapa that needs to be addressed, and to hear that, you know, us up at Te Hiku is much entitled to it as any other areas throughout Aotearoa. So, you know, with you sitting on the panel and whoever else is on there and encouraging for us the benefits of the health that concerns us. I mean to say, at the end of the day, we've got a hospital here. All you need to do is putting into place what needs to be done for the locals up here, eh?
Absolutely. And it's more than just hospital and clinical services.
Yes.
But it is about, well, we need to grow our clinical services. But, you know, that's because, again, yeah, which is happening, by the way. We've got a lot more local day surgeries happening here at Kaitaia Hospital, as far as I'm aware. But there's still things that we have to travel to, and then having access to specialists via Zoom. When you consider, Auntie, that we travel 2 hours in our vehicle for a 5-10 minute consultation in whangarei. So if it means that we sit in front of a TV screen and have a nurse with us this end, while the specialist goes through whatever he does, that's got to be a win for us.
Yeah, that's right.
But like I say, it's more than just those clinical services.
Yes. Oh, well, you know, like the times are changing and having to encourage this. And, of course, like you're saying, sitting on it and making it a bit more easier and less travelling time, less of us having to go to Whangarei and get seen to, or Auckland for that matter. If it, yep. But then again, you know, it depends on what the illnesses are. And of course, the time factor has got a great deal to do with us up the far north here.
Correct. Oh, perfect, Auntie. Oh, I'll just keep everyone, well, as many people as I can informed, and let you know when the hui, when the public hui are happening, so others can get along as well and participate
sure.
in the kōrero.
Yeah. Oh, kia ora. Tēnā koe, Lisa. I'll let you go, and good luck for the hui today. Kia ora.
Aka din. Namahe.
Ai, tēnā no koutou I whakarongo kia Lisa McNabb. Me tāna nei kaupapa, e tino hōhonua nā mā tātou katoa kei konei. Ngari te mea pai pēna urua nā tātou ki roto I wēnei kōrero. Ka tatu e a pōpō nei ki roto I tō tātou hoipiri I kaitāia nei. Ko tino māmā noi ono mō ngā haerenga. Ākua kia tirotirongia koutou. Mewa koutou rata, ngā specialist, ko weranga mea, e, kia kore I koutou e tino hērere ki Whangarei I runga te huarahi, ka motu e tēnei wā. Pena hakatikangia mēna e me kōrero I runga i ngā waia I tēnei wā, ko tino māmā rawa. Nā no reira, tēnā koutou.